Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Every breath you take, where did it come from? The brightness of your mind to think. Every heartbeat, every atom, the life in every atom of your being comes from Him. We ought to praise Him, right? We ought to be thankful. We ought to acknowledge the life that He gives us in every breath. You know, you don't want to get in works about it, but you just ought to be thankful and realizing all the time what He's doing for you and acknowledging it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the strength to do that. Right? Some really good things worked out for us in a situation just here recently, and one fellow was trying to tell me, you know, he saw it and he was surprised and impressed, and he was trying to take a little credit for it. And I just said, well, we had favor.
Yeah. Amen.
And he said, yeah. Yeah, okay. Because I'm not going to give him the credit.
That's right.
I'm not going to give myself the credit.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about? Because I know better. It's not a matter of trying to be humble. I just know the truth. Right? I know I couldn't get up and find the door in the morning without His help. That's not a stretch. That's not trying to be humble. That's the truth. That's a reality. I couldn't stand up here and put another sentence together without His sustaining ability. All things are upheld by the word of His power, or by the power of His word. Hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful He is. How great He is. He ought to be praised. He's worth praising. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, it's coming now. I can sense it. Yeah. You got to put your mind on these things, don't you? Because the enemy wants you to forget. The devil wants you to forget. He does not want you to praise the Lord. He wants you to forget. He wants you to get to thinking, I did this myself. Yeah, that's why he loves the theory of evolution. That man, you know, we were swimming around as a single cell organism, and just by sheer determination, got some feet and came out of there. Like one fellow said, from the goo to the zoo to you. We got tired of being an ape, lost our tail and jumped out of the tree and said, I'm a man. I am here by sheer willpower. And we have persevered, and we've outlived every other creature and put a man on the moon. Ain't we something? You're a created being of a far greater being. And if you got any smarts, you'll acknowledge that, right? And you'll give Him the credit. And you'll give Him the glory. And you'll give Him the praise. Oh, He's worthy. Whoo, glory. That's what ought to be done. That's what ought to be done. You see this in this psalm. I'm going to read it out loud. You read it silently with me. But hear the heart of the Lord through this thing. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There it is again. Speak up, right? Let us do what?
Say so.
Tell it. Tell it. The Lord saved me. Right? He redeemed me. He healed me. He brought me out of debt. Healed my babies, my grandbabies. Right? Got my business out of trouble. Tell it. I mean, don't bat an eye. Don't hang your head. Don't mince your words. Throw your shoulders back. Lift up your chin. Say, the Lord did it. He did it. He did it. And I'm going to tell it. Right? Folks say, shut up. You say, no. No, he did it, and I'm going to tell it. Oh, he didn't do it. You were just lucky. What is luck? Anybody ever been able to identify that mysterious creature? We don't believe in any such things. We believe in the favor of God. We believe in the blessing and mercy and goodness of God. So let him say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's us. He gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And what happened?
He
said, I'm working something out through this. Huh? So you have to stay in it a while. But just keep us. No, no. They cried to him, and what happened? He delivered them out of their distresses. Does he still do the same today? He delivers you when you call on him. He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How many understand? He said, people ought to praise him for this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that they would. What does that mean? They're not. Why would you say such a statement? Oh, that you would. Yeah. You wouldn't say that if people are.
Right.
Oh, that they would. Verse 9. For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with goodness.
Amen.
Have you got a longing in your soul for something?
Yes,
he does what? He satisfies it. You got a hunger in your heart for something?
Yes.
He is the heart hunger satisfier.
Amen.
Soul satisfier.
Yes.
Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God. See, that's why they were in such a condition. They contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then they cried to the Lord. What do you do when you get in trouble? Get behind on your bills. You're sick. Don't know what to do. What do? Boy, if you got some smarts, you'll call on the Lord, right? You'll cry out to the Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. And don't just beg, but ask, expecting help. They cried to the Lord. And what happened in their trouble? They cried to him. What happened? And he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness, out of the shadow of death, and broke their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. That's what he've already said, right? Here it comes again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Why? Why? For what he just did. He brought them out of darkness. He brought them out of poverty. He broke off their bondages and chains. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Somebody say, I will.
I will. Hallelujah.
Can you hear the word of the Lord, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that men would praise him. What do we say?
I will.
I can't speak for everybody, but I will.
I will.
Right?
Yes, sir.
He brings me out. I'm going to praise him. He does things for me. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to tell it. Right? I'm not going to take the credit because I work so hard.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I was so smart and figured it out in the nighttime and had a plan. If you got a good plan, it's because God gave it to you.
Right?
Man, I worked hard and sold a bunch of stuff. Oh, you couldn't sell anything unless the Lord would help you. Right? A lot of times people don't realize some of the things, it wasn't because of them, it was in spite of them. God had to do amazing things to make it work in spite of some things they were doing. Right? So when it happens, when it comes to pass, you don't go, yeah, man, we pulled it off this time. No, no. Oh, that men would praise him for these wonderful works. Praise him. Praise him. You know, sometimes people will tell Phyllis and I, you know, the Lord's blessed us so much, and sometimes they'll see something we've got or something that's good. They go, well, you deserve it. You work hard. I don't like it. I mean, that's like cussing me almost.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't like it. Why? Because no, I don't deserve all the things that I have in my life. The Lord's just good.
Yes.
I said, he's just good. He's gracious. We wouldn't know anything. We wouldn't have been able to do anything unless he had taught us and helped us and carried us. And he ought to be praised. He ought to get the credit. He ought to get the glory. So forget this we deserve it stuff. Forget it. Don't talk about that. Talk about the goodness of God. Give him the praise. Keep reading. Verse 16, he's broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat. They draw near to the gates of death. Then what do they do if they're smart? They cry to the Lord in their trouble. Are you seeing a pattern here? They cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he did what? He said, not now, because the time is not yet. But just hold up, keep a good stiff upper lip, and know that I'm working something out, and you won't understand my ways, but I can't deliver you right now. That's not Bible. That's men's thinking. That's people trying to explain things they don't understand. No, what do you see in the Bible? When you call on the Lord, he delivers you. You call on him, he delivers you. You call on him, he delivers you. Right? Sometimes people say, well, he's with us, but they don't expect any deliverance. Hold your place right here. We're not through with this. But go back to the 91st Psalm that so many people are familiar with. Psalm 91. I've heard people say in mournful tones, well, he'll be with you. And he didn't always promise you he'd heal you. Said who? He didn't always promise you he'd give you the money, but he had said he'd be with you. Really? That ain't what I read. I said, that's not what I read. Let me show you what I read right here. Psalm 91. Anybody ever read Psalm 91? Very familiar. Very familiar. Verse 14. Psalm 91:14 says, because, this is the Lord talking now, because he has set his love on me, what? Therefore, I might deliver him. No. Therefore, will I deliver him? I will set him on high because he's known my name. He'll call upon me and what? Keep reading. I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble, period. No, just a pause. I will be with him in trouble. What's the next thing say? I will deliver him. He didn't just tell you he'd be with you. He told you he'd be with you and he would deliver you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me